Hello and welcome to the URC podcast here on Absolute Motorsport Radio. We're back for episode 2 and today we'll be discussing the pre-season test that took place yesterday on the Xbox side and looking at what it has meant for the tier placements for the 2019 season. I'm James Casey and joining me today will be James Baker and Soup Cooler. Last night saw an incredibly closely fought test on the Xbox side. However, unfortunately, the PS4 test had to be postponed 1 week. We're going to start off today's episode talking about the Xbox One test that happened yesterday. Now, James joined me in the commentary box for the live streams last night, and it sure was a competitive night of action, wasn't it?
It was indeed. It was very, very close between all the drivers and all the teams and all the leagues as well. Everyone seemingly just, it was pretty much too close to call in many ways for a lot of the teams. A few of the teams are going to be a bit disgruntled, a bit disheartened that they've missed out by literally thousands of a second. And that's the smallest of margins that we're talking about here. But it was so, so close last night. So I think regardless, if even with the tier one or the tier two, it's going to be close regardless. No one was really setting an absolute benchmark. The two ILR guys were quick, but only 8 tenths faster than that of the 10th placed man. So it's going to be very, very close as we head into 2019.
And overall, Jack, I think that the format that we had threw up some interesting circumstances. A lot of very close competition throughout the three different sessions. And overall, I think we saw good drivers in all three sessions and plenty of people to look out for the season.
Yeah, the format worked out very, very well indeed. We saw drivers kind of testing out the soft tyre at the beginning and then going hell for leather in the second part. Others just went out, set one lap and as fast as they could, then came back out later on in the session, set a lap. And of course, we had Briggsy saying that amazing glitched lap time as well, which is glorious to watch. But yeah, no, the format turned out really well. I think it was enjoyable for everybody in the chat as well, supporting all the teams as well. So it went very well and it's provided some interesting tiers, I think.
And without further ado, I know that this is the main reason why you are listening to this episode. We are now going to run you through exactly who has got into Tier 1 and then the order that we have in Tier 2 as well. The teams who have qualified for Tier 1 are those with the top 10 fastest combined times, no matter if they are an A team or a B team. Topping the overall timesheets yesterday were the ILR Black team, and they were followed by their sister team, IRL Gold, in second. ERL Gold came in third position, with the War and LCR joint team in fourth place. VSR Red were in 5th, and they were followed by the 2nd War LCR team. VSR Black made it another VSR team there in 7th. TSRL Blue were in 8th. ERL Black, their 2nd team, were in 9th. And the final team that have qualified for Tier 1 are Tempershoot Racing B, who actually managed to beat their A team. Unfortunately, TSRL White, the 2nd TSRL team, missed out by a fraction, and we're just in 11th spot. The teams that will be in Tier 2 are those who don't have any representation from their other team in Tier 1. And these are RFL, the Fury Online Racing League, Sync Motorsport, Shazoo, Team LCR, Livid Racing, Thrive Esports, BPRL, 183 Esports, and Team PFL. Now, you will be able to check the full results from the preseason test, and that will be posted on our Twitter account at URC_F1. So there we have it then. Those are the teams that will be lining up in Tier 1 and also in Tier 2. An incredibly closely fought session, and the difference between 10th and 11th, so, so close. Tempershoot Racing B getting in by the skin of their teeth, 14 thousandths of a second quicker than TSRL White, who are just in 11th. And obviously their A team, the TSRL Blue team, are in Tier 1, but unfortunately TSRL White missing out on that top 10, and a very big disappointment for those guys. But Timbershoot are going to be really happy that they've just managed to get in.
So yeah, Tyrrell missing out by a few thousandths there. Tyrrell missing out by a few thousand there. They're going to be very, very disappointed with that, just being reserves for their other team, TSRL Blue, the drivers for that specific team. Then, you know, it's slightly gut-wrenching in many ways to lose that by that minimal of a margin. 14,000, you can't even separate on a racetrack, really. It's so minimal. It's not even a nose in horse racing. It's silly close between those two. So, I mean, where TSR are going to feel they're on top of the world, TSRL aren't going to be so happy. So it's a little bit unfortunate, but I'm sure they'll take being reserves. A good place for them to be.
And we saw quite a number of teams who did really well across both of their teams. ILR were first and second. Their black team was first, their gold team was second. And then War LCR did well. They were fourth with their A team and also sixth with their B team. VSR managed to get both their teams in as well. And so did ERL. So four leagues or esports teams there who have managed to get both of their teams within the top 10. A really solid effort from those four organisations, wouldn't you say, Jack?
Oh, absolutely. That's obviously what their aim was, to get both of the teams in. But again, as I said, TRSRL, the worst way to lose 14 thousandths of a second, losing out there to their A team. And of course, they're now going to be reserves. But yeah, VSR, very, very strong there. ILR, I think, just absolutely smashed it out of the park there with a 1 and 2. So it was a perfect day for them. And I'm sure all those esports teams would be glad, because now they'll get to practice it all together and race each other on the track.
Yeah, and there'll definitely be a lot of teamwork going on there between the two different teams. And I'm really looking forward to that as well. I was really impressed by the real depth of talent that some esports teams and leagues managed to find, because in previous seasons we haven't quite had that from some of the different teams, but they've certainly got that in abundance, those organisations. In terms of just future-proofing this, basically that is the tiers at the moment, but there is the possibility of any tier 1 team who can't race without racing line moving down into tier 2. Obviously tier 1 is no assists whatsoever, but racing line was allowed yesterday because that is allowed in tier 2. But in terms of the tier 2, we'll have a look at that now. What it currently looks like, we've got a few pretty strong teams now, haven't we? A lot of guys who were pretty close, within like a second or so of qualifying for tier 1, quite a few teams like that. So tier 2 should be really interesting as well, I feel, James.
Yeah, it should be. There's a lot of, as you say, there's a lot of quality teams within that lineup. The RFL teams really, I think, did stand out in session 2 yesterday evening. They'll be quite happy. One of their teams, at least in tier 2. There's a few in there which could spring a surprise. I still feel like it's going to be very, very competitive. The times are very, very close across all tiers, especially across all teams and leagues, I should say. And I don't think any real winners at the moment. We know that. There's no real winners at all anyway, but it's just going to be very, very close. The whole season of tier 2 or tier 1 is just going to be remarkably close. And as well as the quality maybe they're more so in tier 1, tier 2's no slouch, and I think that should be one to keep an eye on. Some people should be watching that with keen interest.
Let's talk about some of the individual drivers now. So we've got a few drivers who performed particularly well. The fastest driver of the night was Snazzy Evening, 44, for the ERL Esports Gold team. He did that in the final session. A fantastic effort from him. We also had VSR Verstappen. He put in a cracking time in the 16.6 kind of group of drivers. Quite a few guys in that, like OMG It's Joe and Veloci Surprise as well. So some really good performances from individuals there. Let's try and pick out maybe someone who could be competing there for the Drivers' Championship, Jack.
Oh, that's a hard one. There was some serious quality on show last night. VSR Verstappen, of course, sublime effort beating Surprise and EVR Reynolds. A snazzy evening, definite standout beating, oh my god, that's Joe on TR Limitless as well. Oh, who would I pick out? I think it's even too close to call in that one. I know Vlachos Surprise, he's very accomplished, and I think he's definitely going to be one to be challenging Limitless as well. To be honest, James, I can't really pick. It's all of those guys in my book.
I kind of ask you because I'm in a similar situation where I'm sitting on the fence. I can't really find someone there out of those because the times were so close yesterday. Because it's such a long season that we're competing over, it's just so hard to call. And what are your thoughts then, James? Maybe.
Yeah, so obviously, I mean, I speak from experience when I say I've seen pretty much all of those guys racing, and there's a few key factors to point out for each one of them. For the likes of Limitless, is consistency. For Josh, it's just, well, we know how brutal he is and just how ruthless he can be on circuit as well. He's just a serial winner in many ways. He's so good. When you've ever seen him in ILR, he's absolutely fantastic. When he leads a race, he never seems to lose it. And if he starts low down in the grid, he always seems to find the pace when it matters. And he'll be, I think, the man to beat. But the likes of Joe, Snazzy Evening, they've got points to prove. Those two in particular have shown glimpses of sheer talent. Joe especially winning a couple of races in ILR. This season for ILR. Snazzy Evening, of course, has won a race as well. And he's just there to prove himself. He really is the dark horse, I think, amongst those ranks. Quality driver. Needs to show more maybe of his racecraft perhaps, and we know how good he is in qualifying. Let's see it now in the race. Let's see him really taking the fight to Chase Surprise over the course of the season, because I think with a lot of those guys it really is possible that someone can challenge him.
Of course, we'll have this kind of juxtaposition as we do in real Formula One and in all kinds of motorsport between the team and the driver, because obviously the league and esports teams will be hoping to win the Constructors' Championship, but then there's going to be the drivers thinking, no, I really want to go for it in the Drivers' Championship myself. And I think that'll be a tough balancing act, I would say, to find a compromise that pleases everyone, Jack.
Yeah, there's always going to be that. You see it in real Formula One, as you said. You've got to think about the team game as well, because that's obviously the massive part about URC is the fact that it's a team effort. But once you get in the zone and once you're in that race, it's very hard to think of anyone other than yourself. Now, I wouldn't be surprised later on in the season if we started to see some team orders maybe start to creep in. But in the early part of the season, it's going to be hell for leather. Individuals trying to make their name out there in Tier 1 and Tier 2. So it's going to be an interesting one, the progression through the season, see where all the teams end up and if there's team orders going to be put in later on in the season.
And of course, there'll be battles up and down the field. There'll be the kind of championship contenders, and also, as we've mentioned in the previous podcast, there's this promotion and relegation system that we're going to have as well. But we will talk about the season ahead next week, where we'll also have news about the PS4 test, which will have then taken place. And we'll just be previewing the season. Obviously, it gets underway in 2 weeks' time now, so it'll be the final podcast that we have before the season gets underway. And it is looking, after yesterday, like it's going to be a really interesting one. But hopefully, we will see you around next time on the UFC podcast. And we're all gearing up for the season now. It's getting ever so exciting. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.